Chapter 6. We need a plan. It's raining. Hard. The water is loudly click, click, clicking against the skylight, and it's hard for me to think with so much noise. Bree hasn't moved from the bench. She's spinning the wheel with her foot. I can't believe this happened. I can't believe this happened again, I mutter. But here's what I don't understand. If Robin activated the spell, shouldn't all of us in the palace have fallen asleep? That's what was supposed to happen. It was? Bree asks. She stops spinning. My family, too? I nod. Oh, that would have been so great, she says sadly. They would have been with me when I woke up. Jonah bounces on his exposed toes. Imagine Lottie had put us all to sleep for 100 years. Mom and Dad would have freaked out. I turn to Bree. Doesn't the idea of sleeping for 100 years scare you? Bree looks up at the skylight wistfully. No. I've been waiting for this day since I was born. This, she motions around her, is me biding my time. I'm waiting for my real life to start. And now, because your friend stole my curse, it never will. She sighs. I'll never get to see all the things that haven't been invented yet. Like ways to get around without horses, or a boat that flies, or faster ways to send messages to your friends. Cars, planes, and email, Jonah says, and squats down on the ground. I don't know what those first two are, Bree says, but we do have mail without the E. My friend Tom's father is the mailman. He delivers messages across the land. Cell phones get messages to friends, too, I say. Bree frowns. What's a cell phone? Something I don't have, I say with regret. So I guess that means this place has no modern stuff? If by modern you mean cars, planes, elevators, and cell phones, then no, Bree says. Where are you from exactly? Her eyes widen. It really does sound like the future. Kind of, I say, but not exactly. If I can't get to my future, maybe I'll go back with you, she says eagerly. Do you have any princes where you live?
Not in Smithville, I tell her.
Never mind then, she says, spinning the wheel again. The rain bangs harder against the skylight.
Speaking of Smithville, I say, we need to find a mirror or some sort of magical object that will take us back.
Bree pokes her thumb against the needle. I'd suggest the spindle, but its magic appears to have been used up.
True, I say. We only have just over 9 hours to figure it out, too. Robin's being picked up at 10.
At least it's the weekend, Jonah says. Otherwise, Mom and Dad would wake us up at 7.
Yeah, but they'll probably start wondering where we are if they don't see or hear any of us by 9:30. A drop of water lands on my head. I look up. Terrific. Now the ceiling is leaking.
If we find a portal home, we could always carry Robin back asleep, Jonah says.
Another water drop lands on my head, and I wipe it away with the arm of my pajama top.
And then what? Won't her parents freak out when they can't wake her up? They'll think she's in a coma.
No, we have to figure out how to wake up Robin here. Plus, find a magic portal. Plus, put Bree to sleep. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Another drop lands on my head, so I stand up. The bed creaks.
Let's start with waking Robin up and putting Bree to sleep.
But how are we going to do that? Bree asks.
I don't know. What puts people to sleep?
Car rides, Jonah says. I always fall asleep in the car.
You drool, too.
Do not!
Do so. Anyway, cars are not helpful.
We should move Robin to the floor, Jonah says, so Bree can lie down. Anyway, Robin looks way too cozy.
He has a point. Robin does look a little too cozy. Even on the burlap sack.
Jonah, you take her legs, I say. Bree and I will take her shoulders. Ready? 1, 2, 3!
We pull Robin onto the floor. I feel bad, but it's for her own good. Kind of like a flu shot.
Now you lie down on the bed, I order Bree.
She kicks off her red heels and does as she's told.
Now we're in the right positions, I say. I'll help Bree fall asleep, and Jonah, you help Robin wake up, okay?
Jonah's eyes light up.
I have an idea, he says. Be right back.
Be careful, I tell him as he disappears out the door. I turn my attention back to Bree. Do you want to take your crown off first? It doesn't look that comfortable.
It's not, but I want the prince to realize I'm a princess, you know? She says.
Good point, I agree.
I sit down at the edge of the bed beside her. Bree adjusts her head on the pillow and closes her eyes.
What are you going to do?
She asks.
Sing you a lullaby, I say.
She adjusts her position again.
I can't get comfortable.
You need to relax. She tosses and turns and turns and tosses. She loosens her gold sash.
Ready,
she says finally, but then she squirms again.
Really ready.
I clear my throat.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby cradle and...
Bree's eyes jerk open.
How is this supposed to relax me? You're singing about a baby falling from a tree. The baby is going to break her poor little neck.
That's the way the song goes, I say. She has a point. What if I change the words?
Let me try again. Close your eyes.
Ahem.
Rock-a-bye, Brianna, on the tower top. When the wind blows, the princess will rock. When the bed breaks, the mattress will fall. And down will come princess.
My voice trails off.
That is not much better.
Sorry. I mumble. Bree sighs.
Why don't you just hum softly?
I nod. Then I hum. Robin closes her eyes. I keep humming. Hum. Another drop of water lands on my head, then on Bree's cheek.
This isn't working, Bree says.
Do you want me to find you some warm milk? That helps me fall asleep sometimes. Or maybe an eye mask? It's too bright in here because of the skylights, even with the rain. Where are we anyway? We're in a tower, right?
We're in the West Tower, Brianna says, at court.
We're at a court? I ask. My heart thumps. Like criminal court?
I would love to see a court. Judges work in courts.
Bree shakes her head.
No, the royal court.
Oh, right. Royal court. Oops. So we're not in a castle?
No, she says, but we're only a few minutes away.
She closes her eyes again.
Maybe we should try counting turtles.
Did she say turtles?
You mean sheep, right?
She shakes her head.
No, I mean turtles. Why would you count sheep?
I don't know. Because they're kind of fluffy? They look like clouds. Why turtles?
Because they're slow walkers.
Can't hurt.
One turtle, two turtles, three turtles.
I feel ridiculous counting turtles, but at least Bree looks more relaxed, so I keep going.
I try to imagine them. Little turtles, green turtles, slow turtles.
Four turtles. Five turtles. Six.
Bree looks like she's relaxing even more. This is working. Her breathing just got heavier, too. I wave my hand over her eyes, and she doesn't move. I think she's sleeping. I should keep going, though, so her sleep gets really deep.
Seven turtles. Eight turtles. Nine turtles.
Yawn. Maybe I should lie down too? My arms are feeling kind of heavy.
10 turtles? 11 turtles?
I curl up at the bottom of the bed.
11 turtles?
Did I already say 11? I think I did. Oh well. It can't hurt if I close my eyes for a few minutes, can it? I'm tired. It's the middle of my night, after all. Eyes heavy. So very heavy. I'm so very tired.